The following are considered a yad to the eichel, handle to the food. And therefore, the din of a yad is that it becomes tame along with the food. If the food becomes tame, the yad becomes tame along with it. And so, too, if the yad becomes tame, the eichel would become tame along with the yad, but it would not be mesarf, it would not combine with the eichel. If the food is less than the size of a bear, and together with the yad, it is the size of a bear, it would not be considered the size of a bear, because it would tame other things. As for oichel to be with tame others, it has to be at least the size of a bear. And even if together with the yad is the size of a bear, since the oichel is not the size of a bear, it cannot combine with the yad to be with tame others thing. As even though a shomer would be mitzarf with the oichel for the size of a bear, but a yad, a handle, would not be mitzarf with the oichel for the size of a bear to be with tame others thing. Shor she hashom b'apsalom b'akaflutos. B'zman shehem yivesha. The roots of garlic, onions, and leek, when they're dry, they're considered a yad to the oichel. The amud she'ena mechuvin k'neged ha'oichel, and the central stem that is not right next to the oichel, will also be considered a yad. The yad ha'perchel, tepach mikan u'tepach mikan, and the twig of a vine of grapes that bears a grape cluster, if there's a tepach on either side, that would be considered a yad to the oichel. Anything more than a tepach would no longer be considered a yad, only up to a tepach would be a yad. Yad Eshkol also the stem of a cluster of grapes, no matter what size and what length it is, it would be considered a yad to the oichel, as it holds the cluster of grapes, and therefore it's a yad, and would be metame along with the oichel. The zon of Shoreshko Shoreknu, and the tail end of the stem of a cluster that has been stripped of grapes, is also considered a yad, if you use the tail end to hold on to the cluster. Yad HaMechabe Shotmar Arba Tvachim, and four Tvachim of the handle, a branch that has clustered the base on one side of the branch. The other side of the branch you use as a handle to hold on to the dates up to 4 tefachim on that branch would be considered a yad to the dates. The karnar shelshi baylev gimel tefachim, and the stalk of an ear that has a kernel from the wheat, 3 tefachim on that stalk would be considered a yad to the kernels of wheat. The yad karn exarim shlosha, and the handle for anything that is harvested by being cut up to 3 tefachim of that yad would be considered a yad to the eichel. Anything more than 3 tefachim would no longer be considered a yad. It's only up to 3 tefachim with needed to grip onto the thing you want to hold on to. But things that are not normally harvested by being cut, instead they are uprooted from the ground, the handle and the roots would be considered a yad no matter how long they are. Umalim shel shibalim, and the hair-like thing that are on the ear of the wheat would be considered a yad to the eichel. All these things mentioned in the Mishnah are considered a yad, so therefore they become tame along with the eichel. And if the yad becomes tame, the eichel becomes tame along with it, but they would not be mistaken, they would not combine with the eichel to the size of a bear. If the actual food is less than the size of a bear, but together with the yad it is the size of a bear, they would not be combined for the size of a bear to be tame other things. And the following are not considered a yad, nor are they considered a shomer for the eichel, and therefore they would not become tame along with the eichel. If the eichel would become tame, these things would not become tame along with. And if these things became tame, the eichel would not become tame along with these things. Nor would they combine with the eichel for the size of a bear. As the minimum size for eichel to be tame other things is the size of a bear. If the actual eichel is less than the size of a bear, but together with any of these things, they the size of a bear, they would not combine for the size of a bear to be a tiny other thing. Sharshe kulfi akrup, the chilpoi trodim ba'alepet, and shadarkim ligaze vin nekru. The roots of stalks of cabbage, and so too the roots of beets, that these roots are left in the ground in order that they would grow again the next year, and the roots of turnips, or anything else that are normally cut and the root left in the ground. But for whatever reason, they were ripped out of the ground together with the roots. The roots are not considered a yad to the eichel in all these cases, since normally this eichel is not uprooted from the ground together with the roots. Even though right now they happen to have been rooted out of the ground, the roots are not considered a yad to the eichel. Rabbi Yossi metame bekulon umetayer b'shor shei kofi akruv v'ha lefet. Rabbi Yossi disagrees with the Tanakhama. According to Rabbi Yossi, in all these cases, that normally the vegetable is cut with the root left in the ground, and for whatever reason, this time the vegetable is put out of the ground together with the root, that according to Rabbi Yossi, the root would be considered a yad to the eichel, with the exception of the roots of stalks of cabbage and the roots of turnips. The roots of stalks of cabbage and turnips, according to Rabbi Yossi, would not be considered a yad to the eichel, even though the roots was ripped out of the ground along with the eichel. But in all other cases, that the vegetable is usually cut with the root left in the ground. But for whatever reason, they ripped the vegetable out with the roots. The roots would be considered a yad to the echo, according to Rabbi.